A new meme is dividing generations, a meme of just two words. Here's the world's Jessica Yarmosky with the story.
It was the jab heard round the world, or at least around the internet. 25-year-old New Zealand parliamentarian Chloe Swarbrick was speaking in support of a climate bill before her fellow lawmakers.
In the year 2050, I will be 56 years old. Yet, right now, the average age of this 52nd parliament is 49 years old. Okay, boomer. Current political institutions...
She was trying to explain that most members of parliament won't even be around to face the mid-century consequences of their lack of action. And she silenced a heckler with a simple, okay, boomer. If you haven't heard of it, that might be because you are one, a baby boomer. Okay, boomer has taken the internet, and thus everything else, by storm. Even late-night host Stephen Colbert joked about it.
The internet continues to innovate ways to make each other feel bad, and the latest sensation is to dismiss older people by saying, okay, boomer, as in baby boomers. It's a pretty good diss. Still not as good as the boomer diss for millennials. Hey, we've permanently destroyed the housing market.
These are more than just playful insults. Embedded into OK Boomer is this plea by young people. You don't understand how the choices you've made affect us. And that's an idea that's been around forever. I mean, it was the boomers who were the kids in the streets protesting against the Vietnam War and corporate greed.
And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
That's Mario Savio speaking at Berkeley's campus in the 1960s. He became a voice of the counterculture. But decades later, some leaders of the counterculture were accused of morphing into gray-haired corporate sellouts. Others say that's called growing up, where pragmatism takes the place of idealism. But young protesters say today there's no alternative other than idealism. They have to get to work righting the ship that was steered off course for generations. From taking on the gun lobby like Emma Gonzalez did after a school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
We call BS!
To protesting in Hong Kong in a movement led by young people. But perhaps no global issue has called for a collective OK Boomer more than climate change.
How dare you!
That 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg addressing world leaders at the UN earlier this year. Her take? Who is more affected by climate change than young people? And that was also the question in New Zealand when Chloe Swarbrick invoked the phrase OK Boomer on the parliament floor. By the way, New Zealand passed its zero carbon bill with bipartisan and bi-generational support. For the world, I'm millennial Jessica Yarmosky.